Late on a gray November afternoon, Marvin Atkituk, and a newly elected patrol commander in the Arctic community of Joa Haven, stood on the frozen sea outside town and called his troops in for a meeting. A frigid wind flicked snow in from the south, and it was about 20 below zero, cold, but not that cold for the Arctic. The company of some 20 Inuit men and a few women gathered around with rifles slung over their shoulders, dressed in hand-sewn jackets of caribou hide or pants made of polar bear fur, or wearing the usual store-bought stuff, which was far less warm, but Namukutuk good enough for now. Atkituk pulled on a pair of sealskin gloves and outlined the plan for the day. The group was part of Canadian Rangers, a reserve component of Canada's armed forces, and Atkituk would now lead them on his first mission as their commander. A week-long patrol by snowmobile down the treeless coast of King William Island. There would be no GPS training, military-style target practice, search and rescue scenarios, and plenty of hunting and ice fishing.